Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Jesse, it's Pete.
Yes.
Okay, so just talking to some of my senior underwriters here. We have something, you know, like an MCA we can also do. It's very similar, but I kind of want him to talk to you about this, and he has some more of some options for you and some more of advice that's a little bit more senior than mine.
Okay.
Yeah, can I put you on hold for 2 seconds, and I'm going to
Walk
him over the phone? Thank you.
Hi, is this Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, this is Ruben in underwriting. I spoke to you earlier. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I actually worked with your previous rep, who was Ari, so I actually knew Ari pretty well. We're close friends. So you said you have it. You're telling Pete that you have an MCA offer and you want to kind of compare them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So do you mind if I kind of speak bluntly with you and give you kind of some options? I don't want to be pushy, but I want to tell you the truth and not give you any sales kind of mumbo jumbo. Is that all right by you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Bank of Cardiff, we provide merchant cash advances. We do thousands of them a month. If you want a merchant cash advance, we'll give it to you. From my perspective, though, there's a few things. Number one, it's generally merchant cash advances are never a good idea if you can qualify for, a loan, a true loan. We qualified you for a true loan, not a merchant cash advance. We look at your credit cards, but we don't actually give you an MCA. But if you want an MCA, we'll give it to you. It's just not an appropriate product if you can qualify for a loan. Also, we don't lie, cheat, or steal to earn our business. Our salespeople aren't allowed to like tell someone something and then present something else. So you're telling Peter your merchant cash advance is at a 9% interest rate. Is that correct?
8 to 9, yeah.
Okay. How do you know that?
Because they all told me that.
Okay, so they're lying to you, whoever you're working with. Merchant cash advances aren't at 9%. I would fire Peter if he told someone that, because he's not allowed to.
Because, you know, I'm using about their credit card machine. It's UB and company. I'm using their credit card machine. I'm using their POS system, everything. So they give me an advance for me about that. So they said about $100,000, and then they calculated about the, like, 24 months or 36 months, every day they take it out from the account.
So where does this 9% come from, though?
They told me this. So percentage is going to be right about the, like, 9%.
Oh, did they send you a contract, or did they just tell you something on the phone?
They will going to be send the contract, but I say the whole bit because, you know, I already got the approval about the from the Cardiff,
okay,
Bank of Cardiff. So they say, okay, so...
What's your payback, though? So if you borrow $100,000, what's your payback?
I think, I don't know exactly, but, you know, I have to look at the paper, but, you know, I think it's not over, not like $30,000 like that, not over like $30,000.
Okay, well, if you borrow $100,000 and you pay back $30,000, that's definitely not 9%. I think one thing you're referring to is actually called a holdback percentage. So a holdback percentage is not an interest rate. That's the percentage of credit cards that are going to pay it off. So let me give you an idea. Let's say you process $1,000 of credit cards in a day. That means if your holdback percentage is 9%, 9% of $1,000 is $90. We would take $90 to go repay the loan. That doesn't mean your interest rate is 9%. That means that 9% of your credit cards would actually go to pay the loan. So a lot of people in this industry, they use holdback percentage, and customers confuse it with interest rates when it's completely something else. So kind of to recap the conversation, if you want a merchant cash in advance, we will give it to you. We have the best products in the nation, so it's not like we're going to lose. That being said, we only will offer a merchant cash advance to a customer. It's a worse product than a business loan because it's an advance, not a loan. And it's better to do a loan. So we'll only offer it to you unless you can, unless you can't qualify for a loan. So, I mean, you can feel free to beat up Peter. He's in sales. I really don't care about that. But I'm just here to give you the information. Number one, a merchant cash advance is not going to be a 9% interest rate. Number two, it's not appropriate because why would we screw with your credit card processing? That's my thoughts, but I'd like to kind of hear your side of the street to hopefully make you a happy returning customer.
Okay, so you guys charged me 11 months for $30,000, right? $30,000-something.
Let's bring it up. Let's bring up your approval. Give me a second. Give me a second, please. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
And I can understand that you're looking for the best rate and you want to make sure you're getting something that works for your business. I can understand that. That's completely normal.
But
okay, so give me a second. What's the exact name of your business?
Kimono Steak and Sushi Bar.
Kimono. Okay. So it looks like you have a pre-approval for us. We're just waiting on the documents and funding contingencies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It's $80,800, and the mm-hmm. payback is... It's a 12-month term, correct?
11 months.
Really? Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I am apologizing. So the payback on this... is $113,928 if you take it to term. So if you take it to the full 11 months, it's going to be, that's the payback. If you want to do something shorter, you can as well.
Okay, so you know what? Actually, I can use about 2-3 months for that, and then I can return you back the money. But, you know, $30,000 for interest, you know, it's kind of high.
It's not high. Wait.
It's not high.
You're saying it's high based on, I mean, you have to look at the whole situation. Would it be high if you're borrowing, if you have an 800 credit score and you're buying a house? Yeah, it'd be high.
Uh-huh.
But it's not, would it be high if you have a 700 credit score and you're buying
uh-huh.
a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're borrowing unsecured cash for a business
uh-huh.
and you have a 480 credit score. So actually, based on those facts, it's not high at all.
So how can I pay back for that money?
I'm sorry?
Like every day you're going to take it out from my credit card or what?
No.
My bank account?
It's a bank account. We take a look at the statements, but this is not part. It's not an MCA.
Oh.
It's a loan. That's what the documents state. It's a loan. It's not a credit card advance.
Okay.
Do you have those documents in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you bring those documents up?
Yeah. Could you hold on a second?
Yeah. And do you want me to give you like a shorter term so you pay less back?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go over that? Are you okay with a higher payment and to pay less back? Do you want me to give you like a 5-month payment so you'll pay less back? Is that okay with you?
Okay. How much are you going to be charging?
The first question I ask you is, do you need the full 80 or would you rather do less?
Full 80 is fine.
Okay. You'd probably save a lot of money by doing something quicker, but your payment's
mm-hmm.
going to be higher.
You know what? Payment higher doesn't matter for that because I usually only 2-3 months after I can pay back.
Okay, so let me do this. Number one, our loan does include a discount.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pay this loan off and get 6%
mm-hmm.
on the remaining payments. However, let me do this. Let me see if there's something even better for a shorter term, and then I'll call
mm-hmm.
you right back, okay? Give me about 30 minutes, and I'll give you a caller back, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.